Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. How are you doing today? Amen. We are here on the in the studio getting things done. I was running a little bit behind. You know, on Monday when I was trying to get to the station, I would tell you this. I do real estate. I do mortgages as well. And it's been kind of slow, but lately it's been picking up for me. So I have been out and appointments and stuff, and still being faithful to the 2 o'clock time slot, but, you know, my faithfulness is running about 2:15. I might change this to about 2:30, 2:15, 2:30, but I like the 2 o'clock time frame. In fact, I was looking at the website and looking at our numbers that come in, and I can see the 2 o'clock time, we get a lot of hits and we get a lot of listeners. So I like the 2 o'clock time. It's just I got to adjust myself to get here on time and run around. And, you know, I do pick up my daughter and bring her with me to the station. Hey man, I'm a real person. I don't have all these assistants and people running around doing things for me. I pretty much do everything myself as far as ministry wise and even family time. I try and help out the best that I can to help my wife as well. So yeah, I was out driving, I think somewhere from here. I was I live in Kingwood, and that's where my daughter goes to school. And I was all the way on the other side near Tomball, and I'm like driving, not like a madman, but close to a race car driver, to get there to pick her up on time, just to get her on time. That's more important to me, picking her up on time, than actually getting here to the station on time. So, just to let you know, my priorities is always going to be my family, my kids, my wife, and just trying to get things going. So I know how it is to be rushing around and getting things done. Sometimes you will catch me here. I'm kind of out of breath because I'm just running in the door. And other times I'm all set and ready to go, depending what's how the morning went and all the activities that we have going on. My address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Again, that address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. And my email address, the rev@midwatchwiththerev.com, or you can email david@revmedianetwork.com. All right, I am back now. We had the button on mute for some reason, and we're back. Sorry about that. We are actually can hear me now. I can see the sound bar going up. I apologize for that. I was about to sneeze, so I hit the mute button, and I just never sneezed. I guess I didn't press the button to come back. I'm getting a habit from Pastor Charles. If you're listening to Pastor Charles on Friday nights and on Sunday afternoons at 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock, he will go, "Oh, no!" And that's all you would hear. And then it'd be a few minutes later, you'll hear on the player, David, you there? And then a few minutes later, "I'm such a dummy." I press the mute button again. And he constantly does that. So he knows I jest with him and we play around and stuff and kid around about it. But hey, I hit the mute button this time and I thought I hit the right one. And I guess I didn't. I was hitting the hang up instead of the mute to turn the mute back on. So we had a couple of seconds there of dead air, so excuse me for that. Well, today's show, I was getting ready for my relationship conference that we're having, relationship webinar that we're having on Thursday night, which is tomorrow. And I was just thumbing through some of my notes and stuff, what we talked about and what we're going to talk about. And it just really, really impressed on me. I'm preaching tonight. I rarely preach on Wednesday nights, but my pastor asked me to go ahead and preach, and because he had some things he had to take care of. And I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'm going to go ahead and preach, and it's going to be a good thing. And we're going to talk about tonight, and what we're going to talk about tomorrow is soul ties. And it's something that I think a lot of people realize. They don't realize the importance of good and bad soul ties. I had two discussions, and there's this particular study that I'm doing tonight and tomorrow is actually, to be honest, it's a show that I did probably about maybe 2 months ago here on the station, and it's downloaded a lot, and I need to highlight it though, and I need to put it out there so people can see it some more. But other than that, I need to log into my Chatango account. So I was just looking at that, and I was looking at how we have relationships, and looking at the news, you hear all the craziness that's happening in a lot of people's relationships. So look what's happening with Tiger Woods. Look what's happening in other people's lives and people that you know that aren't famous. And one thing for certain that happens on all of them is that they tend, thanks to when a relationship has bad soul ties in it, it tends to get away. It tends to get away from you. I mean, you can hide things. So we're going to just jump right into this. We're not going to cover all the soul ties thing. We're going to covering that tonight, and I have recorded a show on that. We may touch that just a little bit, but you can't conceal it. Can you write that down? You can't conceal a bad relationship. You can't. A bad relationship or a relationship built out of soul ties. People don't realize it, that we connect ourselves through sexual intercourse, through our time that we spend affiliating with people, spending time with people. There's connections and soul ties. There's good soul ties and there's bad soul ties. And in the case of Mr. Woods, he had several soul ties there. We don't know how many, allegedly, but we've seen a relationship that you cannot hide it. And when I say that, you can't conceal it. Today's topic, we can just name it, you cannot conceal it. I need to find me a notepad so I can write. I love to write when I'm talking for some reason. It helps me get more information. It helps me put down some good points for you. And it keeps me on track of our actual conversation and what we're talking about. And you know what? I'm picking on my pens too, just as well. When we're talking about relationships and when I write, I have to write with certain type of pens. No, I'm not Rain Man, I promise. I do have different color notepads, though, for different type of topics and stuff. But you can't conceal it. You can't conceal it. There's a scripture, and I don't have it right now in front of me. And you're saying, Rev, you do that to us all the time. You give us scriptures that don't have anything on it, that you don't have in front of you at this time, and I can thumb through it, but we're going to have a lot of dead space in between me finding it. You can't conceal it. You can't hide it. And you can't hide a relationship of sin. You can't conceal it forever. That's what I want you to write. You can't conceal it forever. You can't. Think about it. How long do you think Tiger could have held back and kept everybody at bay of knowing what was really going on? And we're not picking on him. We're just using him as an example. Is you can't conceal it. I don't care how bad that you try. You may be able to hide it for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 7 years, a decade, almost a lifetime. It'll eventually come out. It'll eventually come out. People are always watching you, my friends. If you think you're not being watched, you are fooling yourself. If you think that you're not being scrutinized, you are fooling yourself. For example, people know your work habits at work right now. People know if you're a slacker, or I used to call them skaters. If you're a skater, in other words, you just don't do anything, you're just skating by. People know if you're productive. If you're unproductive, they come to you for certain situations, or maybe they avoid you altogether. Maybe they avoid you altogether. Maybe they don't even have you on their list of dependable. People scrutinize how your work performance is. People scrutinize how you react in situations. People judge you every single day. So of course you're going to end up being noticed when someone's in your life and they go, hey, I thought that dude was married. I thought that lady was married. I was about to say chick, but my wife gets after me when I say chick. See, is there another word you could use? Like babe, I don't know. Just plain. But all I can say is that there's a lot that you don't know that you're being watched. You don't realize what's going on. You don't know. You don't know who's looking at you. You don't know what's going on. But I will tell you this. People watch you all the time. They do. And what you do in secret will be made known, is what that scripture says. What you do in secret will be made known. What does that mean, my friends? Well, let's find that in the Word of God. Let's find that in the Word of God. Because I know that there's a lot of scriptures that talk about it. So we should be able to find it. We should be able to find it really quick. There's a couple of things that I have in this Word that are doing great, great things. I want to remind everybody that Thursday night is our webinar. You can find that on keepingmymarriage.com. You have to register to get a password. But other than that, it's completely free. And we've been having a lot of people that tune in. And a lot of people are coming back. And that's something good. That is something awesome. When people come back and listen to it. So I really feel I'm ministering to a certain group of people. Just all different men, women. Who knows? Doesn't matter what lifestyle that you're coming from or where you're at right now. The main reason I'm doing these webinars is to reach you and to touch your life today. So I don't care what you've done. I don't care how you've acted. I just care that you are reaching out for God now. That you are available for God now. So, my friends, I can't find that scripture. I knew I wouldn't be able to. But your secrets will be made known. So if you think you can get away with relationships, I guarantee you, the thing is, now I want you to get this, the earlier that it's revealed or that it's made known is the better. And look at the fallout that you have when you have a series of events happening over dozens and dozens of time, years, whatever, and you look at the fallout. It's better to get it done with and over with now than have to see the major fallout. If all these things was happening in a person's life now, it would have been easier before they were children. It would have been easier so they can get counseling early. Because I tell you what, you cannot conceal it forever. And another thing is, this is true, you can't control it. You can't control Now, the other day I was working and I was remembering this toy. Remember this toy? It was a I think it was a remote control vehicle. I think, from when I was a kid, or when I was growing up, or when I was working at a toy store at a time. I don't remember, but the song was "The Animal." Nothing can stop it. The animal. The animal. And that was the kind of theme. I can't sing. Don't make me sing. I can't do it. It's not me. I try. I think I'm like tone deaf or something. Who knows? But nothing can stop the animal. And it would crush through all these rocks and these make-believe rocks, these little toy rocks and these cups and all this stuff. And it was a commercial for his vehicle. And I want to pinpoint that and bring that up because, my friends, the animal is an addiction. The animal is the addiction. Remember what I shared on my last webinar, if you looked at it, and I did share on the webinar here on Rev Media Network Midwatch with the Rev, and that was that the only thing way you can stop a beast is to stop feeding it, and eventually it will die. Well, the beast is an addiction. We're calling it the animal. It needs a certain type of activity to keep it running. I mean, sometimes it's pornography. Sometimes it's email and chat sessions. Sometimes it's secrecy. Just secrecy itself is an addiction. And I'm talking about relationships here. And we're talking about something serious. We're talking about people's lives. And we want to get out information that is true. But we also want to get information that's going to be eye-opening and revealing. You can't control it. It will always drag you or place you in a spot. Let's turn to Samuel. I'm talking like James T. Kirk from the Enterprise. Let's turn to 2 Samuel 13, if we can. Please get your Bibles. Get your Bibles, get your Bibles, get your Bibles. Get them while they're hot. Samuel 13. What does the animal do to you? How do you know it's addiction? How do you know that it's pulling you? That's easily identified on. It's easily. Chapter 13, verse number 2. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin, and Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. He was vexed. In his heart, his mind, everything around him was troubled. He couldn't get anything done. He wouldn't get anything done. He wanted to make sure that he was going to see his sister tomorrow. That kind of goes together. Either way. So, he was so vexed. That is the animal within him. But it didn't activate until his friend started to discuss it with him. Verse 3. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shemaiah, David's brother, and Jonadab was a very subtle man. Subtle. Crafty. You have a few crafty friends, a few scheming friends, a few manipulating friends. Subtle. And he said unto him, "Why art thou being the king's son, lean from the day to day? Wilt thou not tell me?" And Amnon said unto him, "I love Tamar, my brother's, Absalom's sister." Now, look at that. lean from day to day. Now, doesn't that sound like someone in depression? Doesn't that sound like someone that is going through depression? They can't eat, can't sleep. His whole mind, and that's how it starts, my friend. His whole mind was vexed, troubled, distressed. That's what vexed means, distressed. He was sad. He was frustrated. And the animal inside him started to breathe. Started to breathe. What does that mean? That means that this man started to look for a way to bring this desire in his life. And through the help of his friend, which we know his friend was being influenced by the enemy, he saw a way to get her in his life. What does that mean? He decided, and this right here is an example, just for you to write a note, of a bad soul tie. And there's, of course, another good soul tie. If you want to get all that information, if you look at my webinar, we have a PowerPoint presentation. We're going to talk about it. We're going to make it interesting. It's going to be fun. It's only going to be at 20, 25 minutes. That's going to be tomorrow night. Or listen to the church stream. You'll be able to hear my sermon next week when I actually load it up. And I'll have the exact sermon we're going to do at the conference. Now you see, and we're not going to get all the way deep into this, but I'm just trying to make some points to you, that when you have an addiction, or you have something in you, or have a relationship that you're not supposed to be having, and you're supposed to have it hidden, you're supposed to have it put aside, it is that time, that moment, that it's going to take control over you. But not only that, my friends, not only that, it's eventually going to become exposed. It's eventually going to come out. I always tell people that be careful who you make friends with, because it's a thing that you have to really see who your friends are, because they're influences, no matter what. If you don't agree with that, I'm sorry. They are influences that you're not supposed to have in your life. And some friends can be a good influence, a bad influence. If you have friends that constantly keep you in a bad state, or constantly keep you in a state of disgusting and being outside the will of God, then you're going to have problems. Because your mind has to be on God all the time. I guarantee that your mind, your body, everything in you besides your spirit wants to walk opposite of what God has, if you let it. Because our mind is turned over to a reprobate mind. Our mind is a mind that does not serve God naturally. We have to condition our mind to serve God naturally. And we have to be reborn. We have to continually read the Bible, constantly worship the Lord. The moment you let that guard down and you start entertaining conversations, you start watching certain movies, you start walking in a way that you're not supposed to be walking, is the moment you're going to fall. And the moment you're going to add something in your life, like Amnon tried to add, you're going to have something added into your life that's not supposed to be there. Do you think you're supposed to have a girlfriend or a guy friend on the side besides your husband, beside your fiance, besides the person you're involved in the relationship? And you say, oh, we're not married yet. Pastor David, it's okay. I can see other guys. I can see other girls. Because we're not married yet. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. when I get married, I'd stop. You won't. Because if you, this person is the person that God has put for you, and you're trying to conceal that you're still carrying relationships with other people, you're just saying, I'm weighing my options. I'm trying to see who I love and who I care about. I'm going to tell you this, my friends, and that is that if you're doing that now, you would do that when you're married. I guarantee it. Because it is not the idea of being married that's going to stop you, or the wedding band that's on you that's going to stop you from playing a fool and cheating or attaching yourself emotionally to an affair. Or, you know, they say emotional affairs are the worst. Besides physical affair, the physical affair, at least it's over. But the emotional affair continues to hold on. And the emotional affair is what will ruin a marriage before a physical affair. Being tied to someone emotionally, again, a bad soul tie. Something bad, something that's not going to encourage you. Something that's not going to help you. And when you allow yourself to date other people or have friends on the side that you don't act like you're married, you suggest with your activity or with your flirtation or with your hugging or smiling or with your flirting or with just how you handle yourself in front of them, that you're open to options. If you're walking that lifestyle right now, you can't conceal it, my friends. It's going to be exposed, but not only that, you're going to be heading for trouble. You see, when you're married, your mind has to stay on the mind of marriage. You can't present yourself with options. I want you to write that down. You can't present yourself with options. You can't. Single or options. That's what I'm writing down. You can't. Because what you present yourself with is what they're going to assume is available. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. My email address, therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. If you'd like to email me here at the station, you can. david@revmedianetwork.com. If your church is interested in having a show, then they can. If they would just give me a holler, that wouldn't be a problem at all. We are looking to get some people to come in and do some shows with us. Have you heard that the new holiday commercial or announcement or whatever it's called? I call it the Xmas plug. Just wishing everybody a happy holidays. I know that we got a couple more weeks and it's going to be Christmas. Not this Friday, but next Friday it's going to be Christmas already. I hadn't got all my shopping done. Going to get that done hopefully this weekend. Yes, I wait to the last minute. It's crazy. But with kids, you never know. You never know what they want until the last minute sometimes. So I want to encourage you to continue listening. We're going to play a commercial real quick. I'm going to try and find that scripture I was looking for during the break. God bless you. We'll be right back. Oh, you know what? It doesn't have the new Christmas ones. Where is the new Christmas ones? We're going to hold off on the commercial just for a second. And I'm going to look for this commercial. So just bear with me while I look for the commercial. Because I want to play the new commercial. Oh, here it is. And I'm going to plug this in real quick. And we'll get the new commercial on this for you right now. And it shouldn't be a problem at all. But yeah, we've been working on some jingles and some things, so I'm going to play a couple of these things just to see what's going on and see which one's loading up here. I'll find the right one for you in just a second. Here it goes. Hopefully. Okay, this is our Christmas commercial, so I hope you like it. As soon as this... We'll be back. Revelation Ministries would like to wish you a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in to our station and making us a part of your daily life at redmedianetwork.com. We know that you are the holiday season, but from all our hosts, from Dana, from Charles, from Judy, to Pastor Mark Fields, we want to all tell you from all of our hearts here at Red Media Network that we love you. God bless you. Happy holidays. And remember, 2010 is going to be a blessed year. It's going to be a powerful year for this ministry and for your life. And we want to make sure that you're safe and that you're enjoying your holidays with your family. God bless you. Thank you for listening to our station. This is David Yannins, host of BidWatch with the Rev and the station manager for Rev Media Network. I just wanted to give you our monthly ministry update just to get you caught up with what's going on. And we have had over 75 people come to Christ this last month of November and December combined. And about 46 of those people also came in for prayer and prayer requests online. So I want to tell you that we're doing some good things. Rev Media Network is pushing forward, and we are having some great opportunities coming up. We have ministers from England, Scotland that are contacting us that want to have their shows. We have local ministers here in Kingwood, Houston, and Humble that are all getting a part of the station. So by 2010, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be have an expectation, because we're going to have more ministers on the air for you and more broadcasts happening. Also, 2009, November and December, you have seen the launch of our television channel. Lately, we've had been doing a lot of different things in radio, but now we have the television channel with an episode every few days, and we're moving forward on that. I want to welcome to the station Pastor Daniel Vasquez. He is going to be hosting a show starting in January 2010. We'll have him on the bio page and get that going as well. But I want to encourage you that this ministry is moving forward. We're going to be opening a channel in 2010. We're going to see some great things with a channel opening in Peru that's going to stream right here on Rev Media Network. It's going to be in Spanish and English, back and forth. So we're going to see some great things happen on that station, on that channel in our station. Also, we're partnering on the website with other countries that want to start a channel here on Rev Media Network. We're going to partner with them as well. So pray for these upcoming endeavors or adventures. I like to call them adventures or events coming up. I want to also thank KeepingMyMarriage.com, who has been airing a webisode every month, and also thank everyone that is listening to the station via Warren USA, who has a satellite, and also Sunday International, who has a satellite stream of this broadcast as well. I want to thank all our partners in ministry. I want to tell you thank you for being with us for our first year, and all the host of Charles, Dana, Judy, Mark Fields. I want to thank all of y'all for being a part of this station when we just started up, and we're seeing some great things. The Church Stream website is doing awesome. We have a lot of hits on that channel. We have all the pastors lined up that send in their shows. We're going to see that shows all put through. We're going to see about 10, 15 of those added this year alone. So November, December, all the way back to July, we've done a lot of progress. I want to let you know that you're a part of that and that you're being a big part of it by supporting. So if you haven't supported and you're thinking about giving us a donation to help us, we will appreciate that, because we are putting everything out there. We are not a commercialized radio station. We are believing that God will provide through donations and through divine gifts that He has for us. So God bless you. Thank you again for tuning in to Rev Media Network. I want to tell you that this year is going to be a blessed year, 2010. We're going to see some great things happen. God bless you. Remember, my show is at 2 o'clock, Monday through Friday, Midwatch with the Riff. I'll see you then. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Hi, this is Dr. David Yanez. Wanted to encourage you, all the listeners here on Red Video Network, to look at www.keepingmymarriage.com. That is keepingmymarriage.com. That is my counseling site where I help and counsel those that are in need in relationships that have been hurt, have been destroyed, have been to the brink. They feel like they're almost out of grace because of their own failings or because they don't understand God's love and God's grace is there for them 100%, but they have condemnation, guilt, or whatever. I want to let you know that keepingmymarriage.com, that is keepingmymarriage.com, is available for those that are saved and want to be helped in relationships. I prefer to help those that are saved for one reason, is that the Word of God is going to help you. But if you're not saved, if you haven't gone through all that you have to go through and pray and understand that the seeds that I plant in you are going to be just like the scripture says that there are four grounds, one stony, one full of thorns, and those things are going to be choked up out of you. But if the Word of God is, if you're saved and the Word of God comes out and we help you with the counseling that we're supposed to help you with the Word of God and belief therapy, you will be able to succeed as a Christian. So if you know someone that needs some help, maybe you do. Maybe you need to have some counseling or some reevaluation of what's going on in your life. Where does that stem from? Why do you pick the guy that always hurts you? Why are you constantly in a fight with your spouse? Why do you continue to make life difficult? Why do you make bad decisions? Well, if you have any of those things, and those things are happening to you, I will encourage you, first of all, to get in contact with me. My email address is david@davidyanezministries.com. Again, that email address is david@davidyanezministries.com. You can get a hold of me, and I'll be able to help you, be able to talk with you, be able to get you in the pointed in the right direction. But also, the second thing is after you contact me, I want you to get my book, Almost Out of Grace. It is a strong book on relationships. It tells you all the mistakes and craziness that can happen in the relationship. So I pray that you get that. You can get that at my website, almostoutofgrace.com or revelationministries.com or revministries.com. So I want you to be able to get a part of that. But remember, keepingmymarriage.com is there for you. It's there to help you and your relationships. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Doesn't that sound pretty cool? Okay, I made those the other night. And just thought it was neat to play of that. But my friends, I'm telling you the truth. If you think that you can hide things, I don't think so. And then, I was always told when I was a kid, and I'm still looking for this scripture as well. So I owe you two scriptures. So tomorrow's show, I'll have the two scriptures. So you need to come back. And I will find them. It's hard to find them when you're running all this equipment. And I just started talking about this topic. And trying to update my computer while I am doing this show. Are they crazy? We cannot do that right now. Crazy, crazy updates. I remember one time when we were doing the show that the show just shut down everything. The computer went and restarted itself in the middle of the show. I was like, oh no! You ever see Kermit the Frog when he runs and his hand flies in the air? That's how it's going. But you can't hide something and not expect problems. You're lying to yourself. You're delusional. You're delusional if you think you can get away with it. The richest people that you know around you can't get away with it. What do you think you're going to be able to get away with it? Things are noticed about your life that people have, that you have not even known, that know you, that know about your life. So just giving you that reality, giving you that gut check. Well, I hope you heard the plug earlier about England and Scotland. Well, we already have Sir Peter, forget his name. We're going to log into my email real quick, and he already sent me all this stuff to get this thing running. So it'll just take me a couple of days to get him up on the Red Media Network, and we already got another host, buddy, just like that. We have a Peter Gammons in England. That is going to be, that's England, not New England, but England. That's going to be with us on the station next year in January. And then we have Brother Peter, I believe his name is, give me a second, I'll get that. And as soon as I get into my email account, just takes a sec to get there. And these guys are just finding us. They're just finding us, and they're loving our site. We're going to keep it the way we have it. We're not going to add anything else. We're just going to let it be pure Holy Ghost running this station. It's something that I really believe God put in my heart, and we're seeing results on this thing. The content will bring the people. Peter Stanway, and he's a real sweet man, and he's going to be on our station starting, hopefully by Monday. He's going to have a Monday time slot at 8 o'clock, 8 to 9. It's going to be his time slot on Mondays. So I want to encourage you. I want to tell you that things are going to be good for you here on the station. We have plenty of men and women of God that are going to be able to touch you, that are going to be able to bring the Word of God. Let me tell you a testimony today that happened today at work. A lot of you know that I do a lot of different jobs here and there, and besides running the station. So one of my friends, his name's Dean, and he hurt his back, and he went to the chiropractor, and he actually got some steroids and stuff, and his back was doing fine for like 4 or 5 days, but today I could tell he was just struggling. So I walked up to him, and he knows the Lord. He talks to him every day, is what he tells me, and I believe that. I looked at him, and I don't force my faith in God on anyone. I let God's power come out of me. I let His reflection come out of me. I mean, that's why I love this song, and I'll play it for you in a few more minutes. And it's only a 40-second snip of this song, but it's a good song. And I let how I live, how I work, and that's the biggest testimony. And that's why I'm saying that you cannot conceal it forever. You cannot conceal it forever. And we're going to go into that more deeper another time. But the reason I'm saying that is because you can't. Because your whole continence is supposed to be about Jesus. Your whole life is about to be about Jesus. Your talk is about to be about Jesus. Or at least about something decent, not talking indecently. We all get caught up in stuff. So I'm just telling you, as a friend, as a brother in Christ, as your radio host, the Rev, I'm just telling you this, my friends. You cannot hide it forever. Eventually, it's going to come out. And we're talking to several people here. You see, there's the animal that's in you that you got to keep locked up. The Bible calls it the old man. You got to keep it locked up. You got to keep it checked. You got to keep it in check. Well, that's what people say. Well, keep it in check. No, I say get rid of it. Destroy it. Don't leave opportunity for it. Because just like Mr. Woods on the national television, going through a lot, we pray for them. You know, one thing for certain is this. That animal that's in you, not Mr. Woods, don't get me wrong, it's going to hit and it's going to devour. When it devours, it doesn't care who it hurts. It doesn't care who gets hurt. It doesn't care who's in its way. Children, wives, husbands, it don't matter. Friends, family. But I tell you, you got to make sure that when that eruption happens, when the eruption occurs and the animal's loose and it's exposed, the eruption exposes your sins, you need to remember this. God is good. No matter how bad you get hit, and I'm just trying to bring it back now. No matter how hard it hits, no matter who in your life failed you or who you failed, get up, my friends. Get up. Get up. Dust yourself off. Get up. Don't keep your head hanging down. It's going to be hard to look at people and shake their hands, especially if you're the one that did all this mess. But I tell you what, you've got to get up. There's no other choice. There's no other choice. God forgives you. Now, your wife, your husband, your family, your friends, they'll never, ever truly forget about it. But they'll forgive you, but they won't forget about it. There's a difference between forgiving and forgetting. You're forgiven, in other words, no problem, but it's hard to forget. It's hard to forget. Things will always bring up that reminding, and we're going to leave that alone for another time. But for you to understand, it's easy. But back to my testimony. So that's what I'm telling you about the testimony about my friend. I let them for months, even years. It'll be a year now that I've worked with them side by side. And I could tell he was struggling today. He was. And I know I'm comfortable enough with my friend that I went up to him and said, "Dino, you okay?" And he's like, "Oh, man." Because I don't know what I'm going to do, David. It's just killing me. I'm out of meds already. And I don't know why. I hit the wall. My body's just feeling all the pain that I've been working. And I looked at him and I go, "Well, let me help you." I didn't even say I was going to pray for him. I go, "Just stand up." So he knew what was happening. He knows I'm a preacher. I said, stand up straight. He stood up straight. I put my hand on his back and I didn't get all spiritual in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. No, I can pray like that. Now I can, and I do at church if God requires it. Yes, of course. But I just put my hand on his back, and sometimes that's all you got to do. And I looked at him. I said, "Be healed." That's all I said. And you know what? I felt the Spirit, like I usually do when I pray for people. I felt the anointing touch him right there in a store. And he felt it. His eyes popped out. And I said, "Brother, you're good." And everybody's walking around. I just put my hand on his back for a few minutes, for a few seconds. And I felt it, the healing coming to him. So I left and I said, "Okay, man." I go, "You'll be good. You're going to be good. You're going to be good." And he just smiled and said, "Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it." And walked off. About midway during the morning, I ran to him and I said, "Hey, man, how's your back?" He goes, "Man, thank you." And he was sincere. He goes, "Thank you so much. Thank you so much." He goes, "I feel great." And he was being serious. And then when we were leaving and he was clocking out, and I was clocking out, he looked at me and he goes, "Dave, I'm feeling wonderful. I'm feeling better than I felt with those meds and all." And that's a blessing. That's a testimony. And you know how hard it is to get up and get to work in the morning at 4 in the morning. I had some sick days. I was on call in. But I had another person ask about my church and how to get there. And so you don't know why you're out there. You don't know why you're still doing different things. But you do what you got to do to take care of your family. And you work whatever you got to work. You do whatever job you got to do. Because that's the man of God that God's called you to be. He called you to be a man. Called you to be a woman of God. So you do what you have to do for your family, for your kids. And God's going to honor that. God will honor that. You let God honor it when God honors it. But God will honor it. And if you have failed, if you did mess up before, and you had not, you cannot get yourself straight, and you feel horrible, don't feel horrible. Mr. Tiger Woods, don't feel horrible. You can feel foolish for what you've done, for anyone that's done anything. You can feel foolish, but don't let it destroy you. It's already destroyed enough. Don't let it destroy you. Stand up, dust yourself off. As the Word of God says, dust yourself off. Get up. It's a new day. People are going to talk about you no matter when you do good or when you do bad. Don't worry about them. You worry about your kids. You worry about your wife. You worry about taking care of them and fixing what you got to fix. Because you got to fix it, sir. You got to fix it, ma'am. It's got to be fixed. The enemy wants to destroy it, but God wants it restored. And that's what God brought me into the counseling ministry, and he did. And he said, "You're going to be a repairer of families. You're going to be fixing families. And I want to fix your family right now." Amen. Let's pray. Father, we pray for everybody that's out there that has just gone through a tough time. We ask that you touch them, minister to them, build them, Father. And those that have messed up, God, we ask first of all for your forgiveness. And I know they ask for forgiveness to their husbands and wives or whatever. But Lord, we ask, Father, right now that you restore their home. That what the enemy tried to take away, that you restore a wife and a house 7 times better than what they had before. In Jesus' name. Father, let them not be ashamed and hold their head down, but let them get up, dust themselves off, and walk for you in Jesus' name. Don't let them hide themselves, but let them get up. Let them know that they're forgiven, not to condemn themselves or have guilt all over their face, Father. Let them be strong and in joy and in peace with you. Let them get their peace and joy back in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my friends, that's our show for the day. I do appreciate you tuning in, and we'll talk to you next time on the Midwatch. God bless. Be sure to hear Miss Judy McKern, who's coming up next. Judy McKern talking about what people talk about.